69 and 70 together, please.
69, amend contract with Analytical Services, Inc. for a no-cost extension to provide backup cryptosporidium laboratory testing in support of Portland Water Bureau's bilateral compliance agreement with Oregon Health Authority. And 70, authorize an intergovernmental agreement with the Board of Governors of the Colorado State University System for laboratory services for cryptosporidium wildlife SCAT analysis in an amount not to exceed $400,000.
Public testimony?
Dee White requested this be pulled.
Come on up.
My name is Dee White. I'm against, do I only have 2 minutes?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
On both of these?
Yeah, because unfortunately, we're down one person if we lose the quorum.
Okay, I'm just going to cut to the chase then. I would like to talk about both, but I'm only going to talk about the first one. The lab, it was given, ASI was given this contract in 2015. They go way back. They had contracts from 2005 when it was called Clancy Environmental. Now they're up for renewal of this contract in 2015. In 2016, the state of Pennsylvania pulled their certification and banned them from conducting water quality tests, including tests for cryptosporidium, because they were suspended immediately for violating, failing to ensure the accuracy of the data, and for failing to meet the test method requirements. They do not tolerate any of those violations, especially when it comes to safeguarding public health. So they were banned from testing in Pennsylvania, and several other states looked at doing it as well. I think New Hampshire did. So, but nevertheless, the contract with them stood with us, and no questions asked. So the first testing that came in, I've got the chain of custody forms. And the chain of custody forms not only lack, the ones where they found crypto, the chain of custody forms are completely incomplete. There's no date received by on it. There is no date on the date of the analysis that was made. And so you don't know what the holding times were, which is very critical in any sort of test. The holding times are not apparent. The validity of the data is now questionable. And the Portland Water Bureau lab can't say firmly that there's no, that was, crypto was found, because there's no dates on these chain of custody forms. And nobody signed on them. Nobody even signed, having received them at this ASI lab. And they're on, their certification has been pulled by another state. And yet we didn't.
Finish that sentence, please, I want to hear it.
Well, so, and yet we allow these chain of custody forms through. Nobody looked at them. Nobody said, hey, you know, these chain of custody forms are wrong. They're incomplete. How can we trust that the data that's being reported here, meaning they found some crypto, they found one little ooh cyst, and then they found two more later, and then they found three more just in January? Then in.
I just wanted you to complete the sentence.
So I'm just saying that.
Your time is up, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Do you have some data you want to leave with?
I'm going, oh, that's what I want to say. I have all this data, and I'm going to leave it at each one of y'all's desk.
Thank you very much.
Because this is just a first, since it's been pulled, it's now a first reading, so we'll have time to look at that.
Oh.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Commissioners. Charles Bridge Crane Johnson, and, you know, I'm old, not maybe quite a boomer. So I grew up on Boogeyman. Now importantly, we've got cryptosporidium. $1 billion worth of cryptosporidium, wow. When we talk about water and the quality of life in Oregon, we have to also say how unfortunate that between Oregon Health Sciences University, Oregon State University, and the University of Oregon, they're not competent, or at least not lowest bidder, to receive $400,000 to talk about things in the water in our own state. Instead, we have to go to Colorado State to get that. And worry about sketchy documentation, paying out, you know, hopefully Colorado State is going to do better than this organization that Ms. White has talked about. But it's painful for average-income people to hear about out-of-state contractors being able to do shoddy work and get fully paid. So I hope that the gentleman who talked to us, with us about, you know, from the Water Bureau, that talked about the difficulty of getting these properties, but also bear in mind the advantages of when you're in a situation where you're going to say, hey, Portland, EPA is going to spank us if we don't spend 8 times as much as Seattle spent to get cryptosporidium out of our water. You really need to have your crap tight for us to feel about your good about your plan for the water bills to double over the next 10 years. Please either get the data at the quality of what you're paying for, mm-hmm. or maybe back away from a bad idea. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Is there further public testimony on this item?
So if I might just provide some information.
Yeah. Sure, Commissioner.
As of July of 2017, the Water Bureau's Water Quality Laboratory is accredited for cryptosporidium testing, and the majority of the samples are analyzed in-house. The use of a contract laboratory has been intermittently necessary as a backup during normal analyst outages or when monitoring exceeds in-house capacity, which happens maybe 2 to 4 weeks out of the year. Retaining a backup lab is essential in the case of unforeseen emergencies or a loss of accreditation. The not-to-exceed value with the existing analytical services Inc. contract has sufficient funds for the next 5 years.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Item number 69 is the first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading. Item 70 is the first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It also moves to second reading. And that